Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man.
And we're back.
The beautiful Elisa. And we have an interesting topic of discussion today. We're going to be talking about non-traditional relationships, open relationships, polygamy, I guess you could call it, open marriages. We're very special to have Elisa on because she's one of the rare, beautiful girls who will talk openly about this subject, at least. I'm gonna ask her all the questions to make sure she does. I'll do my best anyways. I think, at least for me, back in the day, I had this belief that every girl wanted monogamy. Every girl wanted like this traditional relationship that you see growing up in Disney movies. Mm-hmm. You know, every girl wants to find her Prince Charming and, be together forever, never have sex with anyone else. There's some jealousy, but it's just the normal kind. And if you cheat, it means the relationship's over. And I spent a good number of years in my late teens and early 20s getting into relationships, feeling then kind of stuck because I wanted to go out and cheat, or I wanted to do this. So I would have fantasies in my mind, or I'd actually go out and cheat. And those relationships obviously fell apart. And then I learned all about open relationships and swinging and polygamy and all this stuff. The thing that was fascinating to me about you is that you're one of the rare people, and not just women, who is like, this is who I am. This is what I want. I think I'll want this for a long time. And even if I don't, I want it now. And you're very confident in your position. Whereas for me, I've definitely been very unconfident in my position. So having this idea, I think a lot of guys have, especially in the Western world, that if I find the right girl and she's so amazing and so perfect for me that I'll never have eyes for another woman, which is crazy because of course you're still going to be attracted to a beautiful girl walking down the street, right? And then you obviously have to make the choice to act on that desire or not. And I guess what we're going to discuss today is the female standpoint, thanks to your input, on what it looks like to have a non-traditional relationship, how to set that up, how to deal with conflicts during that might arise. We'll see what else comes up. So your current relationship now, you're married.
Yeah, I'm married. I have a husband, but we have open relationships. We do not prohibit to each other to do anything we want to do.
So your rule is that there is no rules.
It is no rules, but you feel some, how do you say it?
Boundaries.
Uh-huh. Anyway, and we do not discuss these boundaries, but we have it.
You do a good job of feeling what those boundaries are.
We're trying.
Yeah. Fuck, that's hard. I think you have to be both you and your husband have to be very good at feeling the other person's emotions.
Yeah, but we have to talk anyway, because when you're talking, you can understand, even if he do not tell me, do not do this, I will see if he doesn't like something.
Right.
So that's why next time I will not do it.
Okay. I have way more questions about your current relationship, but better to start in the beginning from, when you first started dating, your first relationships, what was your mindset then? Or what was your first relationship like?
Probably it was more normal,
okay,
more traditional. I would never imagine that I example, have these relationships when I can do whatever I want.
How old were you? First one? Like late teens, early 20s?
I don't know. Yeah, at the time. Mm-hmm. I do not remember exactly. But I had a few guys who were too jealous.
Okay.
And maybe it works to form this idea in my head that I do not want this. I do not want to have jealous guy close to me.
So this was a pattern with guys in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were dating guys and they were always jealous.
Yes, always jealous.
Okay. Interesting. How did you get them to be so jealous? There's a funny psychological thing that like therapists will say. They'll be like, someone's like, this person is always mean to me and they're always bad. And like, well, how did you get them to do that to you? Which is an annoying question.
Because they're like, it's not me, of course.
No, but why do you think that was? Do you think you just chose guys who were just naturally jealous, or did you?
Probably it's a more common situation that guys are jealous. Maybe here in mm-hmm. Ukraine, it's more than in America. I do not know. But it's quite common.
I would think
situation.
A little bit less, actually. They're less jealous mm-hmm. here than in America.
Less jealous here?
Yeah. Because there's more women here. Mm-hmm. So guys have more options. Americans, I mean, you look at someone wrong, you look mm-hmm. at a girl wrong, they want to fight you in like a bar mm-hmm. in America, which is here, it's not as violent and not as, guys aren't as aggressive mm-hmm. towards other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least guy to guy. Maybe they're more jealous man to woman. I wouldn't know that.
Maybe, yeah. Because in our culture, like woman needs to sit at home and protect their family and waiting for him at home. That's why in our culture, like women cannot do anything, cannot go anywhere, like in traditional view.
Right.
So.
Which is changing a bit with feminism as it's making its way over here, but it's still very traditional.
Yes.
Compared, especially if you go out of Kiev or Odessa, you go to like the villages or smaller cities, it's very, very traditional. Mm-hmm. But going back to, you had this consistent sort of occurrence of guys being too jealous. So what did you do?
Actually, I don't think I did something because I could not imagine that some other way is possible.
Like some solution.
Yes. Yeah. It was like not obvious. So probably I'm lucky that I met this guy who do not do this, because I'm not sure that I could create this idea alone, like without help.
So this is when you met your husband.
Yeah, probably changed. Like I was sure that I didn't want to have jealous guy. Mm-hmm. That's why probably I was sure that I do not want to have a guy at all. Probably I was in this
mentality. Like, I don't need a man.
I don't need a man because it's too difficult. I don't want a man. So
interesting. How long were you in that mentality before you met your husband?
I don't know, maybe a year or something like this.
Okay. And during this time, were you just casual sex, flings, nothing?
Yes.
No boyfriend?
Yes, no boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. So then you met your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that start? It started as a open situation, or it turned into that later?
No, it started as an open situation.
Okay. How did that conversation happen? So you guys met?
Yes, maybe because we didn't know each other a long time and we wasn't afraid that someone can like understand in the wrong way and someone can be hurted by this. So
well, that's how did why you meet?
Just on the street.
He stopped you on the street, right?
Yeah.
Day game. You hear that? Obviously, you told me the story before, but he ran up to you, right? On the street, and he said, mm-hmm. like, I had to come see you or something.
Yes, right? Yes.
And this wasn't a normal thing he did, right?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe he'd been listening to this podcast for a long time. And...
For sure.
No, it's only been around for 3 years. So, and you guys have been married for how long?
7 years.
7 years. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So then you went on, what happened next? You went on a few dates. When did the conversation of non-monogamy come up?
Probably because he was in the same situation. Like, he didn't want to have relationships because it's too difficult.
Too much jealousy.
Same. Too much jealousy, the same. Mm-hmm. That's why we discussed that we can have these, like, partners relationships. We do not want from each other more than just when we feel comfortable, when we feel relaxed, when we like to spend time together, we do this. If not, we just do not do this.
And you were, where was he living and where were you living then?
Separate. Uh-huh. We were living separate, just met every day because we wanted to spend time together.
Yeah. So you met every day?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And how long until you moved in together?
Probably in a half year, he asked me to marry him. Mm-hmm. And in a few months, we started to live together. And then in a year after we met, we married.
Okay. So in the beginning, before you moved in together, it was 3 months or so, you were seeing each other every day. Mm-hmm. So were either of you seeing other people? Seems like you wouldn't have time.
Yeah. Seems like we just do not have time. Probably it's like normal.
But yeah, because it's new and you want to be, it's like this honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Phase of a relationship
anymore. Not because I could not go somewhere, I just didn't want to.
Right. So that makes it obviously that's kind of what just happens, you know. Sometimes my advice to people is, if you want to keep things open and casual, it's better from the beginning to communicate that and try to not spend so much time together. Because if you spend so much time together and then 3 months later you say, oh, by the way, remember we talked about how it was okay if we had sex with other people? I'm going to go do that. To which, you know, if we're role playing, you might be like, well, yeah, we talked about it then, but no, not anymore. Now we're like this, you know? And that's usually what has happened in my experience when you try to
do that. Yes, but probably we are different in this way because we discussed it sometimes. From time to time, we discussed during the sex, for example, we could discuss some situation which could happen. For example, we plus man or we plus woman or we plus...
So you did it as a... During sex as like a fantasy, sexual... Yes. Kind of the role play fantasy, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. That's obviously a really important point. I find that women are much more open to crazy ideas when you bring them up during sex. Versus if you sit down for coffee and you're like, so how do you feel about me bringing in another girl and her wearing a strap on and
it
her
won't
fucking
work.
Right?
It's
like, I still haven't really learned that lesson. Because as a guy, you know, you're like, oh, you get the idea and you immediately want to go and share the idea. So it's like, okay, let's meet and let's talk about this. It's like, fuck it, brought it up at the wrong time. So good reminder for myself. But anyway, okay, so you're bringing it up during sex. Mm-hmm. And then when was your first encounter, either him or you, that was outside the relationship?
We started from meeting with other couples, so we did not go outside.
You started swinging. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you would meet them through like swingers websites or...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Which anyone particular you recommend?
Actually, it is not my part of this job. Okay. He's finding someone, then showed me, and I choose it.
Okay. And so then you would go and meet them, go on a date.
Just for coffee, to talk with people, because it's actually hard to find someone, because it is two people. Right. You can like one, but do not like another one. And we are two people, so we cannot do like...
It's not twice as hard. It's four times more difficult.
We had to do it at first, probably, because it's easier to go together, to go together in it, inside of it, because it probably would be problems if someone would find someone.
It's nice to start together.
Yes.
I had an experience in the past that was very similar, and it was great. We'd go on little dates, meet for coffee, decide, you know, so should we, let's set up a date. So the next date would be like, you know, at someone's house, obviously. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you did that for how long? Until when was the first time someone went like, okay, so then you would meet other partners for sex. Would you have sex in the same room, separate rooms?
In the same room, in the same room. Because maybe because we discussed before something, some hot ideas, some fantasies.
What's okay, what's not okay.
Yes, of course, at first we discussed all of it. And we were interested together. Like, we were interested together to look how it's happening, to like feel how it's happening. For me, it's not, it wasn't interesting just to go to separate room. It's not because I wanna just find someone else.
Yeah.
Because I wanna interested to find someone with him.
Yeah. You wanna have a joint experience, not just a Okay. And how long is that something you guys still do together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then when did you start going on your own adventures, you could say?
Probably I started to do.
Okay.
Maybe it happened because in his fantasies, it like have some parts of his fantasies that he has like bad wife or something like this. So it was a thing which pushed a little bit to do this. I do not remember when exactly I go first.
I don't Cyprus, know. 2018?
No.
So you've been married for 7 years. How many years after, where you've been together for seven, how many years like after did the first time where someone went alone?
I cannot say, maybe in a couple of years.
2 years or so?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Because after a year, probably we go together, together, and then maybe in a year.
Okay. Did you ever run into any problems, jealousy, fights, disagreements during that time?
Actually, I couldn't remember anything. Because we are trying to protect this situation from every side. So we are trying to be like listen to each other. So
yeah, when I was going through an almost identical experience, the only difference was I wasn't engaged or married with my girlfriend. The thing that I think fucked it up for us was in the back of my mind, I hadn't really committed to my girlfriend. I was like, oh, maybe I'll find someone I like more in this other environment, which is really pizdiets, as they would say. It's just shitty. And that would, like, my feelings of just, I don't know, insincerity or just not being sure led to her anxiety. And that made her kind of like more anxious, and the more anxious it made her, the more I pulled away. So it was definitely like, it created a lot of problems for us. And all those problems were usually with her saying, you didn't have sex with me for long enough. You gave the other girl more attention. She was right. So just a word of warning. if you want to try to do this as a guy with you know, a partner, it's not really good to go into it with those doubts or those second thoughts, because it'll kind of be more drama than it's worth. Mm-hmm. But everyone's got to learn the hard way, I guess. but that's amazing that you guys didn't really have that. Mm-hmm. Or at least it wasn't enough of a problem that caused any fights.
No.
Did you guys ever fight about anything else?
Yes, but it's just small fights about routine situations.
Yeah.
Not about these situations, mm-hmm. never.
Did you notice, so in the beginning of most relationships, people have sex all the time, mm-hmm. right? It's like every day, you can't keep your hands off each other. Did you notice the amount of sex declining in that first year?
Yeah, of course, in the first year, if to compare first year and now, we had less sex, but...
like 50% less, but probably, half less?
I don't know, it's hard to say, but yeah. Probably... we have more sex than other couples who do not go mm-hmm. outside. I think, I'm not sure, but I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, they say, I was reading a book called This 8 Dates mm-hmm. by John Gottman. And they said the average couple has sex, like a married couple who's been together for 2 years or longer, has sex 1 to 2 times per week. Mm-hmm. And for me, that when I read that, I was like, wow, that's not a lot. But then I kept reading, there's other couples who have sex like once a month, or they just don't have sex anymore. But definitely couples who are more engaged in each other's fantasies mm-hmm. will have sex more.
Yes, because sex is here, not...
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so two or three years in, mm-hmm. you had the first experience of going mm-hmm. away. And what was any drama there? Any problems?
No, because again, we discussed it mm-hmm. Only during sex. Mm. So that's why it makes us.
So you guys are fucking and you're like, baby, I'm going next week to Egypt. Or like.
For example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you act that out? Yeah,
no.
okay, and then, so that happened, and then you just pack your bags and go, or you're like, oh, remember when we were fucking and I told you I was going to Egypt? Like, what happens then? Or
we can have sex again when I'm packing.
Shit, that's so funny. Okay, so that's how you guys discuss. You always discuss during sex.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so there was no discussion, not even a little bit of a discussion outside?
Maybe sometimes we discussed some, like, anyway, I need to go to the airport, or mm-hmm. we cannot have sex every day, the whole day, to right. discuss something.
Of course. Did you think about that? Like, you're like, okay, I need to bring this up. I'm going to wait for sex to do it. Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
And him the same.
Yeah.
So very smart. I'm very I don't know, surprised and impressed, I guess. That's the word. Yeah, it's good. Okay. Because you guys found that works for you. Maybe that doesn't work for everyone.
Maybe. But who knows?
I would guess that it works better than most. No, because if you're having the discussion during sex, it's like you feel connected. Mm-hmm. And when you have a discussion, when you feel connected, that's going to go so much better than
yes.
the alternative. Okay. So then this pattern just kind of continued of you would go somewhere sometimes, he would go somewhere sometimes, but it's usually you going somewhere, right?
I think I go somewhere more often, but he does too.
Yeah. Okay. And any sort of jealousy stuff come up? Do you guys ever deal with the jealousy stuff?
I do not know what he feels exactly, mm-hmm. but what I feel, I feel jealous a little bit, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
I feel like I want him to come, he to come back.
Yeah.
I want him again. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
It reminds you that you're still very much in love and
yes.
attracted to each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a healthy jealousy, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in a good way.
Right. So, any stretches or periods where the communication wasn't as frequent, and like sometimes, for example, like we went to the Maldives,
mm-hmm.
right? And sometimes you don't have cell phone service for a few days.
No, it never happened. I have my phone.
So you guys speak every day?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's always been the case. And I think that has to be important, right? Because if you didn't, mm-hmm. if you were gone on a trip or he was gone on a trip and a few days go by, and you don't hear from each other, I think that could cause some
mm-hmm.
tougher to deal with jealousy situations, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But when I come back, for example, anyway, I missed him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I want to see him more. So mm-hmm. probably it helps.
And you have sex and then you discuss what yeah. the other sex you had, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, but.
No, that's great. I mean, I think because we'd had this discussion before, obviously, and this is why we decided to film it. But I never understood the discussions were always happening during sex, which is such a...
Mm-hmm.
important part of it. I'm trying to look here. So were there any situations that happened when maybe you stayed at a party longer than expected, or he stayed at some other adventure he was on longer than expected that caused any sort of disagreement?
No, actually not, because we trust to each other, and mm-hmm. if I say that I cannot come back now, it means that I cannot come back now. Not mm-hmm. because I'm creating something or doing something like I can change, but I don't because I don't want to go home.
Right.
No, it's never happened. So that's why he trusts me. If I say I cannot be today, I will be tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, so you guys have a basic level of at the very foundation of the relationship is a lot of trust.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Any I mean, that's obviously the most important foundation of any relationship. Without trust, I think it's first trust, and then it's respect that yep. goes on top, and then on top of that it's empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So first you trust, and then you respect each other because of that trust, and then you mm-hmm. feel each other how they feel because mm-hmm. of the respect and the trust, yes. obviously. So
you don't want to lose it. You want to
right.
hold it. You want to protect it. That's why.
Yeah. And I think it's almost, if you have that foundation, it's then possible to go and, you know, go to crazy photo shoots because you're a model and you go to photo shoots, which turn into parties, which turn into crazy orgies and you know, stuff like that. But having that trust, like I think a lot of people would say, well, I can never allow my partner to do that. But the more freedom you give, the more they trust you, the stronger that
yes.
foundation gets.
Yes.
And it's like the more secure and the healthier relationship could be if both people are interested. Obviously in that. Some couples aren't. Mm-hmm. Some couples are just happy to...
Yeah, we met many couples who one of them want this, one of them not, but he or more often it's she mm-hmm. does it because she doesn't want to lose husband or boyfriend or someone.
So she agrees to
She
it.
Agrees to do
right.
it. But I do not think it can last long.
Right. Yeah, that makes it. Yeah, it depends on how jealous that person is. You know, if you say yes, if you have a boundary, but and you break the boundary, you're likely to
mm-hmm.
kind of
anyway.
Lose
each
respect.
Time you feel
yeah.
that you do not respect it,
right.
that you do not like,
right.
you are not important in this.
You feel situation. Your partner is more selfish.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a problem for sure. I wanted to ask you, so you tend to be more active than him, and for a while we had discussed, like, I think last year you were going on lots and lots of trips. Mm-hmm. Did that ever create any issues? He was just like, wow, it's you know, tip my hat to him, because it's because these are the sorts of things that, you know, obviously if you have a consistent pattern, mm-hmm. right, you can expect that to happen. But if the frequency of someone going off without the other partner increases, that could create more anxiety and more insecurity mm-hmm. in the other person. But it sounds like he has a really good way of dealing with that.
Yes, because yeah. it doesn't depend from how often you go or tell. Can you tell to your partner that you are going somewhere, or you just do not tell and go somewhere? Mm-hmm. You can find someone else. It's not depends from telling you or not.
So. Okay. So even now to this day, how often are you guys having these during sex talks about something? Is this like an every week sort of thing?
It's hard to say because we are like normal people. We go to work. I don't know. Sometimes right. we are tired and we do not discuss it some time. We do not like...
Because if you're gone, gone and you can't have the discussion during sex, mm-hmm. then you have to call and say whatever it is to say. That's always okay?
Yes, because uh-huh. we are waiting until I come back.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
But sometimes we, like when we have some interesting, I went somewhere, I have some interesting story, feeling, or how to say it.
Yeah.
And then we can, I don't know, spend the whole week, every day, come back home and have sex and discuss and then do not do it during a month, for example. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say it, like time to time.
Pretty much. See what else I wanted to ask. No, it seems like you guys, I mean, on one hand, when I hear the story, I think you guys were extremely lucky.
Yeah.
like extremely lucky to find each other that both have a very similar, I don't want to call it personality, but a similar thirst mm-hmm. for this, and both very like reasonable people, very level-headed. Mm-hmm. And you guys both seem very like secure in your attachment style, as they say. Mm-hmm. Like, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of couples that go into this will go in because one partner just wants to be with the other partner, like, mm-hmm. and the other person's not sure. And they're like, yeah, I'll be with you, but I want to fuck other people, mm-hmm. right? And then that person's like, okay, I'll do anything to be with you. So, and then that'll just exacerbate the problem and mm-hmm. cause more problems. So I think you were lucky, but you were both very secure and kind of healthy on your own before starting, you know, the relationship. And then you add the very smart having the conversation while being connected mm-hmm. during sex for you guys is kind of, I think, the glue that like keeps mm-hmm. it going forward. And it seems like, you know, now that the relationship is so like solid, there's not a lot that could happen. I mean, mm-hmm. what could possibly go wrong? Like, you know,
anything goes wrong.
But as long as you guys communicate with each other and you're honest with each other, like that's the most important thing is the honesty.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because mm-hmm. we both understand that anything can goes forever. And now we are like, we need to hold it. We need to protect it because it's like better than we can have.
Yeah. As they say in English, you're having your cake and eating it too. Mm-hmm. Is there an expression like that in Russian?
I don't know. Maybe not exactly the same, so yeah.
Which is a stupid expression. If you're gonna have cake, why wouldn't you eat your cake? I don't think I have any other questions about it. That's been it's been very educational.
Mm.
No, thank you so much for
educate you to have sex and talk. That's the main idea.
That's one of many, one of many. But yeah, no, thank you so much for sharing about your intimate life. It's not easy for people to do that. If anyone has questions, you guys can send them to me and I will forward them to Elisa and maybe she'll answer. Maybe she won't. So, all right. Спасибо.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.